Welcome back to The Good We Can, a weekly podcast from Sun Prairie United Methodist Church in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. My name is Bill Anzio. Thanks for joining me. I invite you to listen to these words from the New Testament book of Acts, or the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 4, verses 5 through 12. The next day, the leaders, elders, and legal experts gathered in Jerusalem, along with Annas the high priest, Caiaphas, John, Alexander, and others from the high priest's family. They had Peter and John brought before them and asked, "By what power or in what name did you do this?" Then Peter, inspired by the Holy Spirit, answered, "Leaders of the people and elders, are we being examined today because something good was done for a sick person? A good deed that healed him? If so, then you and all the people of Israel need to know that this man stands healthy before you because of the name of Jesus Christ the Nazarene, whom you crucified, but whom God raised from the dead. This Jesus is the stone you builders rejected. He has become the cornerstone. Salvation can be found in no one else. Throughout the whole world, no other name has been given among humans through which we must be saved." Our devotion this week was written by Claudio Carvalhais, originally from Brazil, professor of worship at Union Theological Seminary in New York City, author of Liturgies from Below, Praying with People at the End of the World, and Praying with Every Heart, Orienting Our Lives to the Wholeness of the World. By what power or by what name did you do this? The disciples had to answer this question in public without much time to process and compose their answer. They had to say not what they had polished and rehearsed, but rather what naturally came from a deeper place. So much so that the book of Acts says that Peter was filled with the Holy Spirit. This question is one that should fire us up. By what power or by what name did you do this? What is the source of your strength? What is the name you call upon to help you live your life? What wakes you up in the morning? What makes you never give up? We are likely not immediately facing a council of leaders, elders, and other high-ranking officials who are angered by our actions. We have a minute to compose our answer to this life-shaping question. For me, it is the love of God that provides the source of my strength. The God of life who inhabits every inch of my body is what makes me alive. The Spirit who breathes on me in every breath, this presence keeps me moving. The life of Jesus is my inspiration to work and live. When I see my children, I sense the breath of God in them and am inspired to continue my work for their sake. When I encounter nature, I see little birds around me and I live for them. When I see the rivers where I live for them. When I see people on the street, I am moved to do something to give them honor. For to love God is first to know the love of God in me. By what power or by what name did you do this? What would you say? God of our lives, may we know deep inside of us that we can only live because your Spirit lives in us and your wondrous love holds us. Amen. And now, a difficult question for your continued reflection on today's devotion. When have you gotten into difficulty for exercising your Christian faith and values? If never, why not? The community of Sun Prairie United Methodist Church invites you to worship this Sunday at 8:30 and 10:45 a.m., in person or online. Our church is located at 702 North Street in Sun Prairie, just south of Northside Elementary School. Or if you prefer, our online worship is available on the worship page of our website, sunprairieumc.org. God bless you, and I hope you'll join us again next time for The Good We Can.